This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Joining us right now, a guy who has had a long, illustrious MLB career with the Diamondbacks, with the Cardinals, and now he's a New Yorker. The former MVP, the former four-time Gold Glover. I know him as Goldie Tiki, the great Paul Goldschmidt. Paul, Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, welcome to New York. Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Do you feel like a New Yorker yet? Or do you have to play regular season games, live in the city before it's truly going to be like, all right, I'm a New Yorker?
I think a little bit of both, but I feel like a Yankee, but, you know, it'd be good to get to New York and, you know, feel the energy of the fans and the stadium and get that going. So it's something I'm looking forward to.
Do you think you'll actually live in New York City?
I mean, I love the city. I don't know exactly where I'm going to live yet, but I'll figure that out. And, you know, it's such an awesome place.
What was the process like for you in free agency? You had a lot of interest. Obviously, the Yankees were attached to you. I think the Mets were connected to you. Take me through your thought process before you ultimately came to the decision of, all right, I'm going to be a New York Yankee next year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little interesting. I didn't really know what to expect. So I just kind of tried to keep my expectations low and just kind of see where the process went. You know, there was a few teams interested, and the Yankees ended up being one of them, and just kind of trusted my instincts, and it felt right here. Fortunately, you know, I knew some of the players and coaches, and I think it just kind of felt right. You know, going into the free agency, the one thing I wanted was an opportunity to win the World Series, and the Yankees obviously are going to have a chance if we can play up to our potential. The other teams definitely were same way. They were all going and trying to win, so that made it easy for me, and just excited to be a Yankee.
I'm curious what the pitch was like for you, Goldie, whether it was Cashman or Boone or whoever you chatted with. When you leave St. Louis and you know that, you know, you're going someplace else, how did they lure you here, so to speak? It was about the World Series, obviously, but what made New York, in your mind, that place from them?
Well, when you're signing a one-year deal, there's not really a pitch. There's like, here's the offer, and we'd love to have you. Nice. You know, it's a little different when you got, you know, Judge or Soto or those guys they're trying to get, or Cole, you know. So it's a little different in that, but you know, I know what the Yankees are about, and everyone knows the high expectations this fan base has and organization and the players here. And so, you know, when they called, obviously I was excited. And, you know, like I said, I think just the relationship with some of the coaches and players just made it easy, and feeling like I had a good understanding of what they were about. And, you know, I was just excited to be part of the team.
Well, you mentioned the relationships with players and coaches. And by the way, we're talking to Paul Goldschmidt, one of the newest members of the New York Yankees. What is your relationship like with Aaron Judge? How far does it date back?
I think just, you know, playing against each other a few years ago, just through mutual friends, was able to get in touch with them and get together for a day or so and just be able to talk hitting, go to lunch. So I think that was it. You know, every once in a while we may text each other and say, hey, good game, or congrats, or, you know, what do you got on this pitcher, or something like that. But just knowing the type of not only player, but person he is, And for him to be the captain here, you know that it's top notch, and he has high expectations for himself and the guys around him. And so he's a great leader. He's got such a great reputation, and obviously a great player.
Yeah, well, 14 years it's a long time. In your mind, how are you keeping yourself young? I mean, obviously you have to feel that way in order to keep doing it, but you're 37 years old now. You've been in the game for a long time. What keeps you going?
I mean, I'm very motivated. Obviously, I want to win. I want to win the World Series. I'm very competitive out there. But I think, I mean, first off, I never expected to play this long. I had no idea what my career was going to hold. So definitely thankful for all the opportunities I've had. But saying that, I also think just staying focused on the day-to-day. I'm not trying to look too far ahead. I really just focus on my work and the stuff I can control. I mean, I want to show up in the cage and do everything I can to prepare, take the right amount of swings, my right amount of ground balls, you know, whatever I need to do. Some days that's more, some days it's less, but that's kind of been my goal, is just I'm going to put everything I have into this day and this season, and then, you know, when it's over, we can move on to the next year and not try to look too far ahead, like I said, or even look in the past and just be present where I'm at.
The only thing in the past I want to ask you about is last year. Bad first half, really good second half. Was there something specifically you did differently? What led to the much improved second half that you had last year?
Well, that first half, I was trying everything I could, you can imagine, and more. You know, when you're not playing well, and I wasn't playing well, there's no hiding that, you know, I just felt like there was adjustments I needed to make. I would say just the biggest thing was I just wasn't getting to a great position to hit. So as the pitcher's coming, I'm trying to make my swing, you know, something just as off, and your body subconsciously starts, you know, making different swings. And, you know, my bat path was just in and out of the zone. I couldn't, you know, drive the ball. If I wasn't honestly like perfect with my timing, if I was a little late, it was like a swing and a miss, or a pop up a little early as a grounder. And so, you know, I knew that I needed to make those adjustments, but it's not always that easy to do. And so it took months of work, and, you know, thankfully in the second half kind of started moving in the right direction. And then especially the last probably 4 or 6 weeks felt really good. And, you know, that was good. Just going into the off season to feel like, all right, you know, the stuff I worked on started to pay off. I mean, it was definitely frustrating, you know, going through it and not playing well, or coming up with guys on base and not getting the job done, and you know, us maybe losing games or not winning by as much. But I think the mindset was just to just keep working and just keep doing whatever I can to help us win. And thankful that, you know, I got an opportunity to keep playing and was able to play well near the end of the year.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, Goldie, I think you're at that age where you don't have to give a crap what people say. But in New York, it becomes loud, right? When things are bad or whatever the situation may be, people talk about how hard it is because of the pressure, as you mentioned earlier, the expectation of playing in this city. So there's 8 years in Arizona, 6 years in St. Louis. How have you thought about that aside of the game, being a New York Yankee?
I think number one, just understanding those expectations that the fan base has. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, I have high expectations for myself, and this organization has high expectations. We may, you know, keep our emotions under wrap outside, but I mean, if we have a bad game, you know about it, we're going to go home, we're going to be upset.
Right.
I don't need the fans to, you know, they may be cheering. I know it was 0 for 4. I know that I didn't do my job. And so that's motivating us. So, I mean, the Yankees fans are great. I mean, when we're not performing, you know, they're very invested in the team with their time and financially and emotionally. And so they expect high things out of us. And when things go good, you can feel it too, and how excited they are. And I think that's the really cool thing about, you know, playing for organization and in every city I've played with, you know, when you do good, it can bring joy to so many people. Obviously when we don't play well, you know, people are upset, and that's what we signed up for, and it's part of it. But, you know, we're upset too when we don't play well. It's not like, oh, well, I made some money, so who cares? I mean, money aside, I mean, I'm just as hard as myself as I am as a professional as I was when I was playing for free in high school or college. I mean, the pressure is still there. We want to perform. We want to compete. And when we don't do it, we're disappointed with ourselves. And, you know, the fans are going to be disappointed, which is part of the game, as they should be. And, you know, it's our job to kind of detach from that emotionally at the right time and show up the next day and get to work.
Well, if they
not just, yeah, go ahead.
Right. If they boo you, it's a rite of passage. And then when you get the cheers back, that's when they've really accepted you. That's how I always tell people. Getting booed is not a bad thing in New York, because they know the sport, right? They know what they're booing. And so when you get them back, that's when it really feels good.
Yeah, I mean, the fans are great there. Like I said, I mean, we boo ourselves in our head, and we're thinking, you know, all those negative thoughts, and then, you know, to compete, you know, you got to detach from those. And like I said, they want us to win. Every fan that shows up there, they have those high expectations like we have for ourselves. So, I mean, that's a good thing in my mind, is you want to be part of an organization, a fan base that wants to win it all, that has those high expectations, because I have those for myself. I have those for my teammates, for this organization, for any team I've ever played with. I want to win the championship. I want to do whatever I can. I want to get as many hits, score as many runs. We want to do that. And, you know, that's the goal. Now we got to, like I said, detach a little bit emotionally, and we got to take the ups and downs, but we got to work, and we know how important it is to the fan base in New York and all around really the world. And we want to go out there and make them proud.
We're talking to Paul Goldschmidt. One thing I've always wanted to ask you steal a lot more bases than people realize. Are you fast, or are you just sneaky? How have you been able to pull that off throughout your career?
I'll say sneaky, and I think I've had really good coaches. Not I think, I definitely have. So I had guys like Eric Young Sr. when I first got to the big leagues, and even, you know, coaches in the minors, they put a high emphasis on base running, not just stealing bases. Same thing, I had a guy named Dave McKay, and they were just really, really emphasize base running. And so whether it's stealing bases, going first to third, scoring from second, all those little things. So I just try to be the best I can at base running and try to put a high priority on it.
Have you texted Nolan Arenado saying, come on, waive that no trade and come to New York, try to recruit him a little bit?
You know, no one knows how I feel. I'd love to play with him again. It was awesome playing with him for what we played together, 3 or 4 years. He's one of my great friends, and he's a great player. So outside of you know, the decisions that the front offices for whatever St. Louis or New York or any other team is going to make, I kind of leave that up to them. And but if something like that were to happen, whether it's with us or someone else, he's going to make that team better.
Yeah, the fan feeling the last week or so has been rough up here because of Giancarlo Stanton's injury. Obviously, we just heard the cold news and Luis Gil. What's it been, the mood or the energy in the clubhouse down there with all that bad injury news that we've gotten lately?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we feel for those guys, but the truth is there's injuries all across the league, and every team's going to deal with it. You know, we're going through it a little bit right now, but hopefully the players are saying, you know, this is good. Like, we the guys that are going to be healthy, the 26 of us, you know, at opening day, or, you know, the 40-plus guys throughout the year that are moving around, like, we still have to do our job, and we can pick up the slack. And, you know, if we're preparing the best we can and putting in the work, then we still got a really good chance to win. And hopefully those guys will heal quickly. And those guys that are in the lineup or that are healthy, you know, it's just going to take, you know, an even higher level of focus and energy and performance to help us win.
I've watched you a lot over the last few years, so I think I know you, even though we've never spoke. So I got to ask some questions to see if I'm right about you. What's your favorite TV show of all time, Goldie?
Ooh, all time. That's a good one. I'll say Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang. Ah, see, I didn't have that one.
I'm comedy. I mean, I could have went with The Office or Parks and Rec. I mean, any of those would have been. Those are what I watch a lot now.
That would have been my guess, The Office. All right, favorite movie of all time?
Oh, I'd probably say Old School, but I could put Major League up there. Probably one of those two.
Nice.
This is it.
Or Happy Gilmore. And I'm, as you can tell, comedy. I like to laugh.
You like to laugh. Well, Goldie, welcome to New York. Best of luck. High expectations for you this season, so go get them.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Appreciate you, Goldie.
Paul Goldschmidt.
All right, thank you.
One of the newest members of the New York Yankees. He likes to laugh.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.